The state begins taking applications today for a vastly expanded home heating assistance program. The amount of money available has doubled this year to $20 million. Half of that's through the long-running federal low-income home energy assistance program, or LIHEAP, with the rest coming from a new state program approved by the legislature last spring. State Heating Assistance Program Coordinator Susan Marshall says the state program expands eligibility.
Essentially, it mirrors the federally funded LIHEAP program, with the exception of that the new Alaska Heating Assistance Program now covers people with incomes 151% to 225% of the poverty income guideline. These are those working folks, usually just above the income guidelines for the federally funded program, which cuts off eligibility at 150%.
Marshall says that could double the number of Alaskans who get help with their heating bills this winter. Nearly 10,000 qualified for assistance last year under the federal program. Both the federal and state program guidelines provide for varying amounts of assistance based on income, number of people per family, location, and home type. Awards are paid directly to customers' fuel suppliers. Marshall says she expects heavy demand.
Because of the higher price in fuel and the economy in general, there's more and more people each year. We see our numbers going up who are applying for the program.
Marshall says 900 applications have been received since an early application period for the elderly and disabled began last month. An avalanche of additional responses is expected with today's start of the general application period. Meanwhile, another increase in federal home heating assistance dollars for states has passed Congress and is awaiting President Bush's signature. Susan Marshall says that would allow more people to get help and possibly bump up award amounts.